Heroes, Tiny Acts of Love by Jana Nielsen and Rhonda Gibb Henrichsen. When Lonnie Franzen was born in 1985, she was a giant compared to other preemies at the University of Utah Newborn Intensive Care Center. She weighed 3 pounds, 10 ounces, but still her mother Sharon couldn't find any clothes small enough to fit Lonnie properly. We had a friend come in and bring a little Cabbage Patch doll dress, and she wore that her first Sunday. It was supposed to hit her at her knees, but it hit her ankles, Sharon says. It took months for Lonnie to grow into the preemie clothes sold in the store. Today, 12-year-old Lonnie of Jordan, Utah, Oaks Fifth Ward, can't remember all of that trouble, but she's heard enough about it to want to change things somehow. So on January 1st, Lonnie set a goal to sew clothes small enough for babies as tiny as 1 or 2 pounds and donate them to the hospital. If she sets a goal, she does it, says Sharon. There is no stopping her. Lonnie says she is always working on one goal or another, and it doesn't matter whether it's service-oriented or meant for self-improvement. Lonnie is up to the challenge. One year, Lonnie decided to go without candy and sugary foods for a month. Another time, she enlisted the help of her mother to clean all of the chairs in the primary room. That was a biggie, Sharon says. We washed every chair, and it took about 3 hours, even with two of us. The list could go on and on because Lonnie is a natural at setting goals and following through. Her idea to sew preemie clothes has definitely been one of the larger goals on that list. But for Lonnie, it was easy. She has been sewing since age 8 and had no problem finding doll patterns to shrink down and follow. Within a week, Lonnie had sewn 8 outfits and delivered them to the newborns at the University of Utah Hospital. A local television station got wind of what she was doing and picked up her story when Lonnie delivered the clothes to the hospital. A local viewer was impressed and donated several bolts of material to Lonnie for more clothes. Lonnie quickly took up the challenge and sewed 18 more outfits. This time, she made tiny jogging suits, dresses, and night clothes for the infants. On March 1st, she returned to the hospital with another batch of clothes. There, she met Kimberly and Mark Graham, whose son Colton had been in the hospital for 6 weeks. Colton was born 13 weeks early and had only been dressed twice when Lonnie delivered the clothes. Kimberly was touched by Lonnie's ability and desire to do this for her son and the other infants at the hospital. It means a lot to the parents, she says. It's especially nice because some of these people could really use this. Dressing their babies up lets them feel that they're going to be okay and helps them realize that there are other premature babies out there. Many of the clothes Lonnie delivered will remain at the hospital for other infants to wear during their stay or until they grow into store-bought clothes. And, most likely, Lonnie Franzen will show up again at the Newborn Intensive Care Center with an armful of clothes. For Lonnie, service is an everyday act. She says that goals like this allow her to be an example. They help me because I can do things for other people just like Jesus would. Lonnie couldn't have said that any better. End of the article, Everyday Heroes, Tiny Acts of Love, by Jana Nielsen and Rhonda Gibb Henrichsen.
Q&A. Questions and